Right, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, a very good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, building Wagner. Now, this is not consents, which is different to swinging hammers. This is swinging hammers. So what are we doing?
This is right. So we keep looking for the signs that the economic momentum is turning, don't we? And look, and I suspect, Mike, that the evidence is going to end up being an amalgam of various numbers, not sort of one shining light. But nonetheless, to use a current cliche, we'll stay poking around amongst the weeds, looking for numbers until we see something. Now, yesterday, you're right, Stats New Zealand released this. It's called Building Work Put in Place. So it's the other side of building consents, is what actually gets done. And Mike, I'm asking the question, is there a flicker of a flame here, a wee spark? Because there could be. The trouble, though, with this data is a little dated. It's from Q1, so it's pre the sort of Trump tariff tornado. So when we look at building activity in total, you combine residential and non-residential, building activity was flat. So seasonally adjusted total building volume, 0.0%. But it gets interesting when you look at the breakdown. Non-residential, looking weak, fell 3.9%, but that was offset by a move in residential construction, and that could be a shift. It's lifted 2.6%. So the overall flat outcome was probably a little bit better than expected. I mean, I think the market was expecting it to be a little bit down, but it's this lift in residential building work that's really caught my eye. Look, it's only one number, but could that be a start of a shift? And I use my words quite deliberately here because we can't call it a sustained lift yet. But residential building hasn't registered a lift in quite a while. This is the first quarterly rise since September 2022. Now, we're still massively below the peak in residential building. I saw a number yesterday, I think, which said we're 25% below the peak of residential building work. And lots of people have left the industry. And let's not diminish the importance of the 3.9% fall in non-residential construction, which is concerning. But look, building consents have stabilised, we know that. We know there's a fall in interest rate, that's in place, so we're just waiting. And it feels like we've been waiting for a while, but this is the spark. My only concern, Mike, is that these numbers are before the tariff tantrums, and hopefully those tariff tantrums haven't taken the wind out of the sails of what, you know, could be a little nascent recovery here.
Okay, let's hope so. Then we come to the gas, which, of course, we are reminded yet again we don't have enough of.
No, and I look. I'm not an expert in the gas sector and production, etc. And I think you just said you might have got Shane Jones coming on to talk about this later on. I think this topic needs more light shone on it because yesterday MB announced that it expects annual gas production to fall below 100 petajoules by 2026. The important thing here is we didn't think that would happen until 2029. So the natural gas reserves 20% lower than last review. Field operators, they've been reducing their estimates of gas readily extractable in the ground. The government is trying to address the supply issue. You know, they've set aside $200 million to co-invest in new gas fields so they can take a commercial stake of up to 15% in new gas fields. You've also got your investment boost depreciation initiative. But the problem we've got here, Mike, is that we made decisions, or the previous government made decisions several years ago, that we are now paying the price of. And when you've got long-term infrastructure like this, you have to have a steady decision-making process, because if you change directions, very hard to come back. I think Heather last night had an industry expert warning of an energy shock. Yep. We use gas as a pretty important backup for peak demand electricity. Unsurprisingly, I think you talk about this all the time, it's very important if the renewables don't show up.
Correct.
Think low hydro lake levels. So no gas, what do we have to do? We have to bring on coal. But Mike, we have a problem here. It's coming at us faster than we thought, and it is a problem that will affect every single person in the country because we all want to hit the light switch and the lights to come on.
You would have hoped they thought about that when they were running the country in 2017 through 2023. Anyway, what are the numbers?
Before I get to the numbers, Mike, quick congratulations. Well done. Great awards last night. You
can
open a cheeky Pinot tonight. That's what I think you should do.
Okay, I will.
Celebrate.
I will.
Yeah. Right,
I was going to anyway, but I will.
Yeah, but you can celebrate. It's always better when you're celebrating, isn't it? Now, so the Dow Jones is down 33 points, 42,394, so very small fall. The S&P 500 down 9 points, 5962. The NASDAQ is down 78 points, which is 0.4%, 19,381. The FTSE 100 overnight lost, it was up 10, 8811. The Nikkei lost 193 points yesterday, 37,555. That was 0.5%. Fall. Shanghai Composite was up 8 points, 338 for the close there. The NZX 50 up 82, 0.66%, 12,577. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar, a little bit stronger actually against the US, 0.6041, 0.9276 against the Aussie, 0.528 for euro, 0.4448 against the pound, 86.87 Japanese yen, gold, $3,352 US dollars, and Brent crude, $65.30.
Yeah, good weekend. Catch up in a couple of weeks because he's off on another one of his trips. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.